Blog Talk Radio.
Children, Lord.
keep them in your hands and enable them to fellow workers who persevere courageously and confidently until the time when you reveal yourself to all peoples on the earth. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All righty. Well, let's get into some praise and worship music, inspiration music. Okay, here we go.
word says, the spirit of heaviness on the garment of praise. That's how we fought our battles.
Yeah.
This is how I fought my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles.
We're doing tonight.
This is how I fight my battles.
When you think you're lost,
it may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how we fight our battles. This
greatest single cause of atheism in the world today is Christians. Those analogies with their lips and walk out the door and get on by the lifestyle. That is what an unbelieving world simply finds unbelievable.
Thank you.
caller on the line. I believe it's my brother, my dear brother Joseph. How you doing there, Joe?
I'm doing all right. I was somebody was in your chat room, obviously on Tony Talk Show. Somebody called in and pretended to be me. And your listeners out there, you don't understand the crank calls I get daily, three or four a day. But I want to make an announcement on your show.
Go ahead.
We've submitted these phone numbers to the FCC and a federal magistrate here in North Carolina. So there, and you know, the government takes their time. It could take 6 months. It could take 4 months. But they said I could talk about it on Blog Talk Radio. But we know who they are, where they're from. But you see, I don't want to see them locked up in a concrete box in a federal prison. What I'd rather do is put a lien on their car, on their paychecks, on their personal property, and that's what we're moving forward to right now. So all the people that have been death threatening me for calling into your show and all these trolls out there, a couple of them have called me and I spoke with them personally and they said, yeah, like Clay Douglas, they gave him a stroke. They're never going to stop. They're going to continue to attack you, Joseph Gibson. That's when I decided to go to a federal magistrate and he's sending it over to the Attorney General's office. So Blog Talk Radio, if you're a troll out there listening to this show and harassing God's Rainbow Ministries or my show, or if you're calling him and harassing him, you're in big trouble coming real soon. And like I said, you know, soon means 6 months, 4 months, 3 months, like I said. Yeah, but we know who these people are, and when they call me and say you're a piece of trash and we're coming to get you and stuff like that, those are threats, and they're violating the law.
Those are communicating threats, which is serious, and
which I'm sure you've gone through the same thing, brother, with your Blog Talk Radio show.
I've gone through all kinds of craziness. Okay, but it seems like it's starting to stop since I'm being boycotted by everybody in Discord. Okay, which is fine by me. Okay, they can boycott.
Well, that's another thing too. That's another thing. Not to interject to you, that's Blog Talk Radio's fault for changing the chat room up also. And Marilyn there, the Blog Talk Radio queen there, that hosts Blog Talk Radio. I told her she'll be dealt with for doing this because this is not what I signed up for. And they may shut my show down eventually. That's fine. You know, and I've been in contact with lots of corporate media people about this also. I'm not going to get into details. If you want to talk to me privately, brother, you can on my cell phone. But I'm working on this. Trust me. People that threaten you and threaten me and other podcasters out there that are just trying to do their thing, trying to bring people together, and these trolls out there that want to attack our shows, we're going to deal with them. And trust me, I am dealing with them. And like I said, it could be 3 months from now. It could be tomorrow night. They're going to get a cold, hard knock on the door with a warrant for their arrest, and they'll be put in a concrete box. And then they're going to call me and say, Joseph Gibson, we got this person. In state Kentucky, Wisconsin, California, because I already know where they're calling from. But like I said, I've contacted a federal magistrate already, and we're going to put a stop to this nonsense once and for all. Because you know what? Shows like yours don't need to be threatened, and there's no reason to threaten people. We may disagree. Well, that's fine. Like the magistrate told me, it's all well and fun and games, you know, on the internet, but when they start contacting you personally via your cell phone, sending you text messages at 3 o'clock in the morning saying they're going to come kill your family and come rape your wife or kill your children, that's a different thing. That is where we put a stop to it. That's where we're going to put a stop to it.
Yeah.
And like on Tony Talk Show the other night, someone pretended to be me. Okay?
Yeah.
And that right there is a violation of the law.
That's how come, you know, people call you one Lionel Richie tickets is because of, okay, the stuff that's being said on Tony Gaga's show. Okay, it's really derogatory towards you, Joe, and Leroy and Dr. Leroy Dickinson. Okay?
Yeah. Well, Dr. Leroy Dickinson, by the way, just so you know, I'm not going to give out too much personal information about him, but he's a computer expert and he's traveled all around the world. I know Dr. Leroy personally, okay? And people don't know he's not playing games either, okay? And BitBanker and everyone else, we're no longer playing games with these people, especially when they threaten my family and threaten me. And they're calling me trailer trash, and people are looking up, Googling my name, and then they're posting ads on Craigslist saying I'm selling Lionel Richie tickets. That's all well and fine, but when you start threatening an individual for instance, if I called in your show and threatened you as a human being, that's a violation of common law even. So
yeah.
You know, but I've been in contact with a federal magistrate. These scumbags. They don't realize it. They think they're funny, spoofing their caller ID when they call me, which is also a violation of federal law, by the way. And pretending to be someone else. Look, these people just don't understand. They don't get it. You see, I'm not going to run away. I'm not scared. And you know me, my brother. I talk about it all the time. Look, I worked undercover. There's a book written about my life. You know, during the 1990s, I worked for the government. We can go into my past, blah blah blah. I'm a fake Navy SEAL. I'm a crackhead. I'm a convict. Blah blah blah. These people can do that. That's all well and fine. But that's right for our 699 in the chat room. We're gonna turn them all in. These trolls are gonna be dealt with, and I'm going to do it. I'm going to make a precedent on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to get rid of these trolls. For them attacking you, other shows also, not just you, God's Rainbow Ministries, because they attack
they attack many shows, you know. Even Clay Douglas, when he had a show on the air, okay, he was getting attacked constantly. Okay.
Well, he had a stroke. He apparently had a stroke because of it, and he was worried that they were going to come get him or whatnot. But you know me. What do I always say? I'll leave the porch light on for you. Look, I live in North Carolina. I live in Greensboro, North Carolina. I work out at Gold's Gym, Brassfield Shopping Center. Look it up on the internet. It's not a lie. That's where Gold's Gym is. That's where I work out every single morning, usually about 7:30, 8:30 in the morning, you know. And one day I was there working out, and I said, I wonder if any one of these scumbags is going to show up. They never do. You know, what these trolls are doing, they do the same thing on Facebook and Twitter, and we're going to get to the bottom of this, and we're going to open up a rabbit hole so deep that we may expose alternative media altogether. You know, and that's what I'm getting at right now. And I just want these people to know that are listening, the trolls that are listening to your show even right now, because they're listening, God's Rainbow Ministries. They're listening. Trust me. But I want we know your names. We have your addresses, and we're going to do it lawfully. OK, now, if you want to go unlawful and you want to try to attack God's Rainbow Ministries and slander him, or slander me, or pretend to be God's Rainbow Ministries, because God's Rainbow Ministries, people have called in pretending on my show, pretending to be you. You know?
Oh, I know.
So that right. You know,
they also called in your show pretending to be Tony Farrar. Okay?
Yeah, I believe it. And this has to stop. And people are, and you know, the reason why it has to stop, though, is that a lot of people are sick and tired of these robocallers and stuff like that, and that's the act we're getting in on. And we're going to attack online radio also with this way. Like I said, I contacted the federal magistrate's office here, the attorney general's office, and these people don't understand. You know, sleep well tonight, but you may get your door kicked in at 3 o'clock in the morning 6 months from now, or 4 months from now, and you're going to be hauled off, and you're going to be put in a concrete box. You threaten God's Rainbow Ministries one more time, okay? Go ahead. Do it. I dare you. You threaten him privately. I dare you to do that. And I'm just saying, I can't give out too much personal information, like I said, but I know a lot of these people that are doing this. I've got their phone numbers. I kept a journal for 2 weeks. I started writing down their phone numbers, and then I said, when I got a final message saying they were going to come get me and attack my family, I said, enough, and I took Monday morning off from work, and I went up to the federal magistrate's office, and they said, well, we'll bring this to the attorney general's office, and today the attorney general is working on it and from here in North Carolina, and I'm telling you that right now because I'm allowed to talk about this because I asked, can I talk about this? And they said, yeah, let them know. You know, we're not going to tolerate this either because people are sick and tired of these robocalls, these fake trolls on Facebook, Twitter. People are sick and tired of it. You know, they call this the information age. Well, why do they call it that? Because your information is exposed. You think you could hide behind phony names in a chat room? You think you'd hide behind phony phone numbers? You cannot. You cannot. Trust me. You know, but I just wanted to say that real quick. For you, because I support your podcast and I know you support my podcast. You were in the show the other night and I asked you when you're doing another show and I made sure I wrote it down and that's why I wanted to call in. So not to take away from your podcast and your message here tonight, I just wanted to let you know God's Rainbow Ministries. We got a lot of good people that are working on taking these trolls down and these trolls. Man. And like I said, you know, we're going to seize their car. We're going to put a lien on their bank accounts. And when they can't, and when their credit card is rejected at Walmart, they're going to find out. Okay, trust me. If they're not in a concrete box, so don't you threaten God's Rainbow Ministries no more, people. Don't you pretend to be him calling into my show saying, "Yeah, I'm this guy," and you know, blah blah blah. And don't you pretend to be me no more. Don't do it. I'm letting you know. People are listening. There are other people listening right now to your podcast, you know, and they're going to be paying attention because I, with all due respect, God's Rainbow Ministries, I gave them your show link also. I said, this guy gets threatened. This person gets threatened. You know, other blog talk shows do. Facebook pages get threatened, and they wrote it all down. And look, the government could take 6 months to a year or a year and a half, but like I play in my intro on my show, you could hide in the Amazon jungle. They will deal with you. And all we're trying to do, like God's Rainbow Ministries, is we're trying to wake people up, bring people together, and understand the times that we live in today. Not the promo I show or my title of my show, but God's Rainbow Ministries is just trying to bring people together. It doesn't matter who you are, what background you are. We're just trying to spread a message here. But we get these people out there that want to attack us. And these trolls, they log into your chat room with fake usernames and all that, you know, and they don't realize, you know, that your information is there. Your personal information is there for the taking. I just don't know how else to explain it in more simplistic terms. But you mentioned Dr. Leroy and people like that. Look, these people are computer experts, and they're the ones that convinced me to say, hey, we need to start moving. We need to get rid of these people. If they're threatening your family and they're threatening friends of yours that call into your show, we need to deal with them. And you know what? We'll have a big hoorah when they're sitting behind bars or sitting in a federal prison or their bank account's got a lien on it or, you know, whatnot, whatever. But I'm gonna bring that to my next show also. I got BitBanker also. He's going to talk about this. He's going to give out his private number, and he's going to wait for one of these trolls to call him because he's got a server already set up. Go ahead.
Well, when are you going to do your next show?
Well, we got the 4th of July coming up. You know, I'm hoping maybe Friday. But you know, I always broadcast on Sunday. I do spontaneous shows during the week sometimes.
Right.
And I know you can't give out your personal information to me. Are you on my Facebook, by the way?
I try to, but you've got too many friends. Okay.
I know. Yeah, I got. I'm at the limit. I'm at 5,000 friends. Yeah, and followers. Yeah, I know that. But you can go on Twitter and follow me. I mean, you can't post anything in your chat room anymore, links, because Blog Talk don't allow that anymore. That's another thing that I'm attacking Blog Talk about. You know, you can't post links
you can't,
anymore.
Well, you can, but it has to be copy and pasted, okay? They can put links into your chat room, but it's got to be copy and pasted link, okay?
Yeah, well, you're right, and I don't want to take away from your message here tonight by calling in, because you know every time I call into a Blog Talk show, it becomes all about Joe Gibson, and that's not what it's about. But what it is about is God's Rainbow Ministries. He's being threatened. People are pretending to be him, and his friends are being attacked. And I'm being attacked, and you know what? No more. You messed with the wrong podcast show host, folks. I'm going to tell you that right now. And when I got a friend like God's Rainbow Ministries who backs me up also, you messed with the wrong people. So these trolls out there, they need to understand, we're not going to tolerate it anymore. And we need to clean up social media. And I'm starting that right now here in North Carolina. We're going to start cleaning stuff up. And there's a lot of details I can get into. A lot of details. But at the same time, you know, I don't want to take away from your show, like I said. So thanks for taking my call, brother. And I support your podcast. And thank you always for supporting my podcast. I notice when you're in my chat room and you say hello, and I know you're probably afraid to call in because you'll be attacked by so many trolls. But that needs to stop. That needs to stop. Because we all have a message to bring together and unite together, because we live in tribulation times today. We're all in tribulation. Rejoice in your tribulation, but at the same time, we need to be awake and work together, love one another, stop hating one another, but at the same time, these heretics out there, we need to do what Paul said, you know, dust your feet off and walk away. Get these heretics out there, we need to walk away from them. And we'll allow the law to deal with them. We'll allow human government to deal with these heretics. That's what we'll do.
Amen.
We tried to save them, God's Rainbow Ministries. We tried to save them. You try to save them all the time. I know that, the message you bring. We try to save them, but if they got their ears closed and their eyes shut, you know, how could you save them? How could you save anybody? You know, I mean,
you and I would
disagree.
All we can do is try, you know. Make the attempt and put it out there, okay? You know, and if the choosing is right and they choose to get saved, okay, by the Lord, okay, then more power, okay, to them, okay. But if they choose not to, and that's another thing too.
God's Rainbow Ministries. A lot of people reject the Lord today, and we talk about women and stuff like that. And look. You know, let's go back to the Garden of Eden, and whether or not you believe it or not. Look, the woman did not consult with her husband as a, look, and when people say a woman should submit to her husband. No, a man needs to submit to his wife, and a wife needs to submit to her husband. That's what the Bible teaches.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay?
And the thing of it is
Eve didn't do that. She was deceived. And that's why, ever since then, women, you know, when they give birth, they're in pain. That's why they have, with all due respect, I'm not trying to be funny here, they have their period every month, you know. And the thing of it is that, you know, I'm not trying to put women down. A woman is a part of man. Man is part of woman. They're together, you know.
Right.
And the problem is that the woman was deceived. Why? Why was the woman deceived and not the man? I don't know. You know, all I could say is that we'll find out when we die, because there's only one creator, there's one God, and you can't argue with your creator or God. Now, look, if you don't believe in anything, that's fine. Boy, if you don't believe in anything, you must have more faith than me or God's Rainbow Ministries. You know, that's what I always tell an atheist. You got a lot more faith than me. You don't believe in nothing. You know, it's crazy when you think about it, but all you have to do is understand, all you have to do is rightly divide the Word of God, understand the Word of God, the Seventh Translation, the King James Bible, and you have to understand. And people say, well, what, this guy's gay, this guy's this. Yeah. Look, what does Jesus say? I'm the way, the truth, and the light. Love thy neighbor as yourself. Simple as that. If we all
right.
loved one another and came together and supported one another, God said, exalt the nation that is righteous. I will heal that nation, you know?
Right.
You know, and the thing of it is that we're too busy being divided, hating one another, and saying, you're this, you're that, you're black, you're white, you're Spanish, you're Japanese. You know, and instead, God gives us the tools to love one another. He gave us free will, didn't he? We got free will
yeah,
to do whatever we want. You know, that's the thing. And I think you should do a show about that, God's Rainbow Ministries. Free will. What is free will? What is free will? People don't understand what free will really is. God gave man free will. He gave Eve free will. She made a mistake. She was deceived. That's the way things are. You know, it's just the way it is. You know, I mean, you can't change. You can't change a negative from a positive. A positive and a negative. As simple as that. They're, you know, I mean, you just can't do it. And a lot of people don't understand that. And they don't get. They don't understand the Bible. They don't rightly divide the Word of God. And they don't understand the dispensations of God. They don't understand the Book of Matthew. The Book of Matthew was written for the Jew. You know, and well, Jew, Israel. So there you go. You're talking Christian again. Now, look. You know, we're living the time of the Gentiles right now. We live in the age of grace. And we all have the opportunity to accept what? Our Lord, our Creator, and be forgiven. God gave his son. He manifested himself in the flesh, gave his only begotten son to save the world. But yet we won't believe in his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We won't. And look, if I'm a liar, then that's fine. You know, like we said on your other shows, God's Rainbow Ministries, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. If you don't see a change in your heart or in your conscience, your soul, because your conscience is your soul, believe it or not, whether you like it or not. If you don't see a change in your life, your conscience or heart, then I guess I'm a liar. I guess I'm a liar. Big deal. Then I guess I go to the worms and I become a big ball of energy, like a lot of people say. We're all energy, you know, yeah, whatever. The Bible talks about energy many times, you know, but imagine if I'm right. Where do you go when you die? Everyone, well, there's one thing we cannot deny together here on this podcast. We're all going to die. We're all going to die one day, whether you're 85 years old. Yeah, whether you're 95 years old, you're 110 years old, whether you're 45 years old. We're all going to die somehow, some way. So wouldn't it be so nice to understand where you go when you die? And like I said, if I'm a liar and there's no heaven or hell and you're just going to go to the ground, then what the hell? Let's just keep living for the world. Let's party, dance, do whatever we're going to do, disobey God. What difference does it make? But imagine if God's Rainbow Ministries is correct in what he's saying, in the word he's preaching. Imagine if I'm right in the word I'm preaching here about the Bible. Imagine if I'm right. And then you got the idiots. I'm already getting messages right now. Oh, what about the Quran? What about this? Blah, 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 blah. Look, what about? Like I just told you, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. The only way to the Father is through me. Simple as that. That's it. End of story. Just like when you turn your light on and off. The only way to get light is to turn the switch on. The only way to turn it off is off. Simple as that. There's a positive and a negative. There's a right and a wrong. Simple as that. That's the way it is, whether you like it or not. You know? And people just don't get it. They don't get it, brother. They just don't get it. I don't know what other way to preach it, what other way to sound off about it, but I support your podcast. So carry on. Please carry on with your show. I apologize for preaching here a little bit tonight, but I thank you and I love you. I love you and God bless you, and I don't judge you, and I wish you the best, and I pray for you, and I pray for the good people in the chat room tonight. Ferrara 699, I pray, you know, be well, be safe, and God bless all of you.
Amen. Amen. I pray for you too, Joseph. Okay, pray for your show, okay? Okay, that you have a peaceful show, okay, most of the time, okay? Unfortunately, you do get those callers, okay, like the other night, okay, when a person waited 41 minutes just to come on and say you're a pedophile. That was just so wrong.
Yeah. And wasn't that something, brother? Wasn't that something? Somebody waited 40, they gave up 41 minutes of their time. I'm glad you listened to the whole show. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I really do. But isn't that interesting? Somebody waited 41 minutes. They gave up 41 minutes of their time here on Earth, to just call in and say I was a pedophile.
I get that in my chat room. Okay, people say that I'm a pedophile, that I'm this and that, and whatever. You know, I just turn a blind eye to it because I know what I am.
And you know what? You just quoted scripture actually. When Jesus said, poke one eye out, that's what he meant. He didn't mean turn my eye and poke the other eye out. He meant turn a blind eye to those people out there, that those heretics that refuse to listen to the message. And even if you disagree or agree, whatnot, the thing of it is like we just talked about, brother, is Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. The only way to the Father is through me. Simple as that. Fact. There's no way around it. Well, if you don't believe it, that's fine. God gives you free will. Make your own choices. Make your own decisions. You think you're smarter than God. Man thinks he's going to outsmart God. We're going to have a new world order, and we're going to overcome. You know, all these things are going to come to pass. Read Matthew chapter 24. You know?
It's been prophesied. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Look,
over 492 prophecies fulfilled by the King James 1611 version alone. And Jesus fulfilled over 402 prophecies throughout his lifetime. Okay?
Right.
And we all know Jesus existed. There's Roman Catholic records that say he did exist. He was crucified on the cross. You know, and people say, well, that was 2,000 years ago. Men wrote that book. Well, men wrote the Constitution. You believe in the Constitution, right? Well, you know, you believe what Abraham Lincoln wrote, right? He's on your dollar bill. Well, is anyone alive today that knew Abraham Lincoln? No. Was anyone alive today who wrote the Constitution? No. But we believe that, don't we? We believe the Constitution. So why is it so hard to believe the Bible? You don't think God is so powerful enough to preserve his word for all men to see, and you don't think God is powerful enough to reveal himself to you through his word, through the seven translations? If you don't think God is that powerful enough, I say put your God in a paper bag and he can't get out. Simple as that, you know? I mean, because my God is powerful enough to preserve his word. Simple as that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, God speaks to me all the time, okay?
Yeah.
Through mysterious ways.
You're right. God revealed himself through his prophets, and they were rejected, murdered, and crucified. Moses, look at Moses, for goodness sake. You know, it's right there in black and white. All you got to do is read it, and we live in the information age today. You could look it up. Noah's Ark exists. It's over there in Siberia, buried, but the Russian military won't allow anyone to examine it because they know it'll put everything they believe to bed. You know, the thing of it is a lot of people don't understand. They just don't get it. They don't understand the Bible. You have to write. Look, 2 Timothy, rightly divide the word as a workman approved unto God. You know, you rightly divide the word. Simply as that. You have to rightly divide the word. When you read a book, you start at page one, right? And you start reading the book, and then you go back to chapter 8, and you say, whoa, wow, yeah, well, I remember that chapter. You compare Scripture with Scripture. You know, and that's
right.
The thing. There's not good teachers out there anymore like yourself and others out there preaching the gospel anymore because they're conformed so much to the world because they're 501c3 whores, you know, because they're so worried about the tax man coming to get them. You know, and it's just one big mess. You know, we can't analyze all this in one show. We can't.
Okay, well, listen,
it's difficult. Go ahead, brother. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I've got to get into the messages. I've got a great devotional, it's called Gifts of the Holy Spirit that I'd like to bring about. So sit back and listen to the show. And,
I'm going to listen via the internet, okay, brother?
Sure.
By all means. And thank you for having me tonight. I appreciate it. I want to say hello to someone in the chat room. Ferrara 699, I love you. Thank you.
Go ahead and plug your show, okay, for this coming up Friday or Sunday.
All right, Blog Talk Radio, Understanding the Times in Which You Live In Today. blogtalkradio.com/Joseph Gibson. Everyone has a live voice on my podcast, 657-383-0616. We have some interesting guests and callers. We get into very interesting conversations. Tune in. You're more than welcome. Unscreened, uncensored, just like this show. You know, and we try to bring a message, just like this podcast, God's Rainbow Ministries. We love you, and I support you, and I'll shut up now, and I'll listen to the message.
Amen. I do the same for you, Joe. All right. Okay. Well, let's get into the message, the first message for tonight. And that is the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and it's brought to you by First 15. Okay, as believers, we've been given the Holy Spirit as a helper, teacher, friend, and seal for the promised inheritance of eternal life with God. See, His presence, His guidance, wisdom in our lives are the greatest gifts while here on earth. Through Him, we have access to direct connection with our Heavenly Father. Through Him, we receive spiritual gifts to empower us. And through Him, we are able to bear the incredible fruit of abundant life. Open your heart and mind to all that the Holy Spirit would give you, show you, and lead you this week. See, Paul's heart for Corinthians, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1, is God's heart for you and me today. Scripture says, "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brothers, I do not want you to be uninformed. Within the church today, we are defenders of multiple positions on spiritual gifts, each as a staunch as the other." Okay? But God's desire for you and I is that we be informed directly from Him about the incredible gifts of His loving Holy Spirit who dwells within us. See, God longs for us to receive all He has to give. He longs to teach us about the Holy Spirit's work in our lives that we might live with a greater purpose and affections for Him and others. So let's surrender our hearts and minds to God on spiritual gifts, and let's seek out every last bit of what God has planned for us today. Before I get into that, the first aspect of spiritual gifts, note that they are indeed a gift, okay? And in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4 and 11, it says, "Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit, there are varieties of services, but the same Lord, and there are varieties of activities. It is the same God who empowers them all and everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. For one is given through the Spirit as utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge. According to the same Spirit, another faith by the same Spirit, and another gifts of healing by one Spirit, to another working miracles, to another prophecy, to another ability to distinguish between spirits, to another various kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. All these are empowered by one and the same Spirit who apparitions to each one individually as He wills." You see, the Holy Spirit gives spiritual gifts to us, to each of us. He uses them according to His perfect wisdom. Spirit spirits of gifts are never birthed by man and never given for selfish purposes. The Spirit gives us gifts because He loves us and others, and all that He does is in perfect love and is for the common good. Whether you've been given the gift of wisdom, knowledge, faith, healing, miracles, prophecy, discernment of spirits, the tongues, or interpretation of tongues, your purpose in that gift is to be the same in the Holy Spirit's love. And 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1 through 3 says, if I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am a noisy going for a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith, so as to remove mountains and not love, I am nothing. If I give away all that I have and I deliver up my body to be burned, but have not love, I've gained nothing. So spiritual gifts are all about love. Operating in the gift of the Spirit is always to be done in love. Paul is clear that gifts are annoying, okay, in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1, and worthless, okay, in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 2 to 3, if they're not filled with love. And 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10 and 11 says, as each of us received a gift, use it to serve one another. As good stewards of God's varied grace, whoever speaks as one who speaks of oracles of God. Whoever serves as one who serves as the strength that God supplies in order that everything God may be glorified through Christ. To Him being glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. So spend time in prayer discovering what gift the Holy Spirit has given you and how He would intend you to use it for the benefit of the common good. Choose to align your understanding and belief in spiritual gifts with the Word of God alone and live today operating in love and amazing gifts God has given you, whatever they may be. So first, meditate on God's word about spiritual gifts. Align your understanding with His word alone. Secondly, ask the Holy Spirit to reveal you the gift He has given you. Ask Him to show you if He has given you multiple gifts. Reflect on your life and the ways God has used you in the past. And if you know someone who believes in close relationship with the Spirit, ask them what gift they believe God has given you. And thirdly, ask the Holy Spirit to use you today for the glory of Jesus. Decide to be a believer who lives empowered and purposed with the gift of God has given you, and ask the Spirit to show you the ways He would use you. So stay in tune and ready to be used by God's love of today. And 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10 and 11, as each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. Whoever speaks as one who speaks oracles of God, whoever serves as one who serves the strength that God supplies, in order that everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to Him belong glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. In Romans chapter 12, verse 6 through 8, having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them if the prophecy is proportioned to our faith. If service in our serving, the one who teaches in his teachings, the one who exhorts in his exhortation, the one who contributes in generosity, the one who leads with zeal, the one who does acts of mercy and cheerfulness. So 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6 and 7 says, for this reason I remind you to fan into the flame of the gift of God, which is in you through the laying of the hands, for God gave a spirit, not a fear, but a power and a love and self-control. So keep the fire of the Holy Spirit kindled within you today by intimate relationship with Him. Talk with Him. Ask for His help. Stay close to Him and allow Him to burn passionately within you to see the lost, saved, loved, and okay, I highly suggest you read 1 Corinthians chapter 12, okay, and through 14, and it'll bring this devotion more into life for you. Amen. So now, this gets me to the most important question of all, and that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? Okay, if you do not, that is okay, because in a moment I'm going to give you a chance and an opportunity to do so. But let me ask you, are you tired of living the way you are, never knowing which way is up or down? Are you dazed and confused, okay, just not knowing what to do, okay? Are you lost but needing to be found, okay? There's only one person that can find you, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe you suffer from depression or anxiety. Or maybe you suffer from an addiction such as alcohol and drugs or sexual immorality or gay or gambling or overeating or whatever it may be. See, but in order for the Lord Jesus to help you, guess what, folks? You've got to reach out and get to know him. He can't do anything for you if he doesn't know you. So the question tonight is, do you want the Lord Jesus to help you? If so, say this simple little prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the gift, the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. Well, if you and we say this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ, amen. Well, if you prayed this prayer tonight, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries want to welcome you into the family of the Lord. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. And if you heard this message tonight, and if you said this prayer, we would like you to really call in, area code 657-383-1487. Okay, once again, that is 657-383-1487, and press the 1 key. When you do that, you come on live, and you can tell us that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, and okay, so one call can trickle in 10, and 10 can trickle in 100, and 100 can trickle in 1,000. So be that first caller, and call in and say you accepted the Lord tonight. Amen. Well, I'm going to let... Anyway, we're going to go into the Bible reading next. Anyway, here we go. This one here.
Well, well, well. Things they couldn't do or didn't want to do without me. Hi, guys. I'm back. It's Tony F. Here to share the word with you as it was written, as it was meant to be shared. We're going to start out tonight with curses of disobedience, blessings for obedience. Deuteronomy 27, Psalms 33, 13, 15, Proverbs 11, 6. As Moses commanded the people on the same day, saying, "These shall stand at Mount Gerizim to bless the people. When you have crossed over the Jordan, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Joseph, and Benjamin, and these shall stand on Mount Ebal to curse Reuben, Gad, Asher, Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali. And the Levites shall speak with a loud voice and say to all the men of Israel, cursed is the one who makes a carved or molded image, an abomination to the Lord, the work of the hands of the craftsman, and sets it up in secret. And all the people shall answer and say, Amen." Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God shall set you high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on you and overtake you, because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed you shall be in the city, and blessed you shall be in the country. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the produce of your ground, and the increase of your herds, the increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your flocks. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall be you when you come in, and blessed shall be you when you go out. The Lord shall cause your enemies to rise against you, to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way, and flee before you seven ways. The Lord will command the blessing on you in your storehouses, and in all to which God sets your hand, and he will bless you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. The Lord will establish you as a holy people to himself, just as he has sworn to you. If you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways,
Then all the peoples of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. And the Lord will grant you plenty of goods in the fruit of your body, in the increase of your livestock, and in the produce of your ground, in the land of which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you. The Lord will open to you his good treasure, the heavens, to give you the rain of your land in its seasons, and to bless all the work of your hand. You shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. And the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above only and not beneath. If you heed the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today, and are careful to observe them, so you shall not turn aside from any of the words which I command you this day, to the right or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. But it shall come to pass, if you do not obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments and his statutes, which I command you this day, that all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. Cursed shall you be in the city, and cursed shall you be in the country. Cursed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Cursed shall be the fruit of your body and the produce of your land, the increase of your cattle and the offspring of your flocks. Cursed shall be you when you come in. Cursed shall be you when you go out. The Lord will send you on cursing, confusion, and rebuke in all that you set your hand to do, until you are destroyed, until you perish quickly, because of the of your doings in which you have forsaken me. If you do not carefully observe all the words of this law that are written in this book, that you may fear this glorious and awesome name, the Lord your God, that the Lord will bring upon you and your descendants extraordinary plagues, great and prolonged plagues, and serious and prolonged sickness. Moreover, he will bring on you all the diseases of Egypt, of which you were afraid, and they shall cling to you. Also, every sickness and every plague, which is not written in this book of the law, will the Lord bring upon you until you are destroyed. You shall be left few in number, whereas you were as the stars of heaven in multitude, because you would not obey the voice of the Lord your God. And it shall be, just as the Lord rejoices over you to do you good and multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and bring you to nothing. And you shall be plucked from the land of which you go to possess. Then the Lord will scatter you among all peoples, from one end of the earth to the other, and there you shall serve other gods, which neither you nor your fathers have known, wood and stone. And among those nations you shall find no rest, nor shall the sole of your foot have a resting place. But there the Lord will give you a trembling heart, failing eyes, and anguish of the soul. So, basically, don't do what God says. God is going to punish you, plain and simple. Suffer for what you do. Not the way I like to look at things, but hey, I didn't write it. I just share it the way it was written, the way it was meant to be shared. Let's give you a word of worship from Psalms 33:13-15. The Lord looks from heaven. He sees all the sons of man. From the place of his dwelling, he looks on all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashions their hearts individually and considers all their works. And then, you know, we have that word of darkness, which I sometimes like a little too much. Got Proverbs 11:6. The righteousness of the upright will deliver them, but the unfaithful will be caught by their lust. So, guys, thank you for having me back tonight. I'm not sure how many times a week I'm going to be back just yet, but you will be hearing more from me again. I thank Ken for having me. And, look for changes in this format.
Amen.
Bless you all.
Yes, we always have to adapt and change, okay, to the Word of God. We're going to have some new stuff coming up, okay, new sermons and stuff like that. So be prepared for it. Amen. All right. Okay, let's play a little bit of music here.
like children in the world. Let the searchers come and never find us. Try to make a life among the trees. Why you love the planes, the cars, and the cities. Slipped away from me while I was sleeping. To climb the tallest stalk and see the light. Your dissatisfaction gave you questions. Do you remember what the city said?
bye-bye. And I'm going to leave you with this song. Another episode of Purpose Gospel Radio. God bless and good night. Bye-bye, all.